Just as we close our services, I just want to share some thoughts on God as the light. And during our free-for-all series, we're going to be looking at God as light, God as love, and God as life. And we're going to see just who God is. And as he transforms Hugh's life, we're going to see that he can transform anybody's life as well. Because he's transformed mine, and if he can do it in my life, I honestly believe he can do it in yours, because you've no idea how bad my heart is. But I wonder, have you ever got into a really dark situation and you've been totally lost and you've been totally confused? I heard this week of two Liverpool fans who were in a really dark place because they were traveling to a game in Belgium in a town called Genk. And they got on the train and they had paid over £200 to get here and to get a ticket for the game. And they arrived in Ghent and they suddenly realised there's nobody else here wearing Liverpool shirts. And there's no real atmosphere around the city. And so they went in and had some grub in the restaurant and said, you know, we're here for the game. Says, you're in Ghent? Totally wrong city. And here's a photo of the two Liverpool fans. Liverpool fans aren't the sharpest tools in the box, and they were totally in the dark. But they thought they were in the light until the light came on and they realized that they'd been traveling actually in darkness. Or I then heard of a BA flight that was supposed to be heading to Germany and ended up in Edinburgh. Don't know how you get those two confused, but only on arrival at the airport did they realize that they were in totally the wrong place. Or two friends who had booked a holiday, a trip of a lifetime to Sydney, and they thought they were going for some barbecues and to see some kangaroos down in Australia. And they realized that they had booked it to Sydney in Canada. And here's a photo, trip of a lifetime. And they thought they were going the right way. They thought life was great until the light came on and they realized we've been in darkness for so long. Or the final one's a photo here of somebody called Guy Kuma. He went to the BBC for a job interview and he was sitting in a room trying to get ready. And he was called for, right, we're ready for this interview. So he went on and the guy was ready to answer some questions. And then he realized he was live on TV. There was another guy called Guy who was supposed to be there as a technology expert to answer questions. And here's Guy Kuma going. The light suddenly went on. And for him, the red record light went on. And he suddenly realized, all this time I've been in darkness. And the wonder as you come here this evening, the Hamelin Road to Free for All, has a light come on in your life? Has the light of God shone in your life that you realize for all this period of your life up until now, you've been walking in darkness? We have heard from Hugh that in his life, he was in the dark as to who God really was. As he sat in Hyde Bank as a teenager, he just wasn't sure of who this God was at all. Only whenever God revealed himself to him, as God shone his light on his life, did he then explore for those 3 months and then come to that decision that, yes, I'm going to follow Jesus. He was in the dark, really, generally, as to how life was going. He was in the dark as to the involvement he was getting into in the park militaries until suddenly the police came to his door and arrested him. So, and all of us can end up in these different situations where we're just walking in the dark and we just don't really know all of the situations until the light goes on. But the good news here that we want to share is that God is a God of light. And God is a God of light who invades the darkest heart. And he lights up the darkest life with the gospel. And he is a God of transformation. Maybe life is pretty dark for you today, personally. After a loss, after sickness, a family situation, a job situation, and you come here tonight just looking for a little ray of hope to keep on keeping on. Maybe life is dark because you know that you have this burden on your shoulders, this burden in your heart, that whenever you lie down in your bed at night, you just can't get rest. You wake up every morning and go, it's still there, still not right. It's just dark. I know there's something I need to get rid of, but I just can't. I try to be a better person. I try to work harder. I try to do all these things, and the darkness will not lift. The good news is that God is a God of light. You say, Keith, how do you know that? How do you know God is light? Well, his word, the Bible tells us that. In John, it says God is light. It's part of his very essence. He is light, he is life, he is love. And this light is the source of all light, that at the very beginning of time said, let there be light, and there was light. And then as Jesus Christ comes to earth, as he bursts onto the world scene 2,000 years ago that we're going to be celebrating in just a few weeks of Christmas, he later says, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness. And there's three things that I wanted to say about the light this evening, just really, really quickly. We are going to see that light attracts, that light reveals, and that light leads. And we see it in the life of Christ. As he is born, people are attracted to him. People travel from all over just to come and see this little baby. As he grows up, as he's on the hillside teaching, as he's walking from town to town, people, the crowds flock to him because of his amazing teaching. And at the cross as well, crowds gather around him to see this man crucified. And then as he is resurrected again, Jesus attracts because he is the light of the world. And Jesus is still attracting people to him today because he is the light of the world. Jesus also reveals because of his teaching, because of who he is. He encounters a woman in John chapter 4, a woman who's had a pretty colorful past. And Jesus reveals things about her to her that she might not even know herself. That reveals and light leads. Jesus led a group of 12 disciples. He led a wider group of followers that included women as well. He led people to know more about the God that he came from. He led people to know how to have life and that he was the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus attracts, Jesus reveals, and Jesus leads because he is the light. And we've seen it in Hugh's life as well, haven't we? Hugh was strangely attracted to the light as he fell to his knees on the Lower Armour Road. And then the light revealed things to him as he listened to the pastor, as he encountered God through his word. It revealed his need of a savior. And that light continues to lead Hugh today in his work with young people on the Shankill on the Falls, in his role as a manager of Bangor, as a Christian, as a father, as a husband, as a man. That light continues to lead him. And just for a few moments, I want us just to consider another man that Jesus encountered. His name was Nicodemus, that Hugh's already alluded to. He was a Pharisee. He was the top dog in the religious system at the time. And he was strangely attracted to Jesus. And as Hugh said, he came to him at night. This is what it says in John 3, verse 1. It says, now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus at night and said, Rabbi, how do we know that you are a teacher come from God? Or we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. He goes on and says, how can a man be born when he is old? How can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Nicodemus is attracted to the light. He couldn't wait till the morning. He was worried about others would think. He was in his own darkness. All of these reasons as to why he came to Jesus at night, but he was attracted to Jesus because he wanted to find truth. He wanted to find something worth living for. So Nicodemus here is attracted to Jesus in verse 1 or 2. Jesus, as the light of the world, then reveals things to him. And really, three things that he reveals to him. He says, you must be born again in verse 7. Jesus reveals that you must be born. You can't just try harder. You can't just turn over a new leaf. You have to be born spiritually. In the same way that we have a physical birth, Jesus here reveals him that you have to have a spiritual birth. Jesus also reveals him that he, Jesus the Son of Man, must be lifted up, that he is going to be crucified one day. Jesus reveals to him the truth about who he is, that he will be crucified. And thirdly, Jesus reveals to him the love that God has. He says, for God so loved the world, that God loves you, Nicodemus. God loves Hugh Sinclair. God loves Keith McElwain. God loves, enter your name there. God loves you so much that he gave his one and only Son, so that whosoever believes in him would not perish but have everlasting life. Jesus, as the light of the world, revealed these great truths to Nicodemus. And the light leads Nicodemus to. After the crucifixion, Nicodemus is there in John 19, verse 39, I think it is. And he leads him in the life of forgiveness and freedom. As we talked about journeys and getting lost on journeys just earlier, it can be a pretty dark place to be. But Jesus came to Nicodemus, or Nicodemus came to Jesus in his dark place, and Jesus shone the light and says, no, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. He says this to Nicodemus. He said it to you. He said it to me as a four-year-old. And I wonder tonight, is he saying it to you as well? Do you find yourself strangely attracted to the light of the world tonight? Do you find yourself just seeking to find out more about who this Jesus is? Are you amazed that you're sitting here in a Baptist church? Of all places, you're in a Baptist church. You're strangely attracted. I wonder, is God revealing things to you about yourself? Is he revealing that you need to know him? Is he revealing that you are far from God? Is he revealing that there's sin in your life that you need to get sorted out with him tonight? And are you looking for somebody to lead you through life? It's a bit of a maze. Financial problems, relationship problems, all that life throws us. We need somebody to lead us and guide us. And Jesus comes and says, I will lead you. Where will he lead us to? Through life and all the way home to be with God in heaven forever. I have a son called George, and I close on this. He's 3-year-old, and he was at a party earlier on, and the darkness at the party made him a little bit afraid. He's a bit of a wuss. He's 3, but I love him. And I read this quote earlier. We can easily forgive a child who's afraid of the dark. I'll forgive George for being afraid of the dark. Don't worry. The real tragedy in life is that when men are afraid of the light. Are you afraid of the light of Christ tonight? That would be a tragedy. I implore you, I urge you, come to Christ tonight. I implore you to talk about Jesus tomorrow morning, that he is the light of the world. As the fireworks go off around our town this week, can I encourage you to raise the light of Jesus, to shine brightly for him? And if you don't know him, come and find out more. There's some of these Gospels of John available after. Please do take one away. And if you have any questions, we'd love to chat to you. We're going to sing 2 songs as we close, and I'll pray as the band come up. Father God, we thank you for Jesus as the light of the world. Father, I thank you that your light does attract, it does reveal and it does lead. And Father, I pray that whatever place we're all in here this evening, that Father, we'll be open to your working in our lives tonight. Maybe even coming to know you for the first time, or being brave about talking about you tomorrow for the first time to our non-Christian friends and family. Father, would you work in us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.